Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's episode 72 of the Off the Line Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Eugene. I got my other host, Ike, with me. What's going on? What's going down, boy?
Man, it's the June news cycle. The June news cycle, it's upon us, man. It's one of the best times of the year. And for those of you who don't know, I'm being very sarcastic right now. So, yeah. it's kind of a little bit of a dead period, but, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of a... some mandatory mini camp highlights, some brief storylines here and there. And so, yeah, things are starting to ramp up a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely is. On this episode, we are going to do a live underdog draft. We're going to be on that Best Ball Mania 4 big boy joint. As you can see right now, we're about to start the draft in 7 seconds, and we have the 9th overall pick. Before we get to any of the picks, you got anything you want to talk about before we get to it? I know you saw like the Nico Collins catch from C.J. Stroud, the D-Hop visiting the Titans, Dalvin Cook rumored to Miami or Cowboys. Anything moved you?
The Nico Collins catch moved me, of course. You know, you know that, you know, I'm a Nico Collins guy, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that, I mean, it's a relatively slow news cycle. DeAndre Hopkins visiting the Titans. Ultimately, I think it's going to be much ado about nothing, because why the hell would he go to the Titans outside of wanting to stick it to the Texans twice a year? But they don't have a quarterback to get on the ball, right? At least right now. Say what you want about, you know, they drafted Will Levis. We'll see how he pans out. But, you know, we'll see where, you know, Hopkins ultimately lands. And I'm willing to bet it's not going to be Tennessee.
I'm sure, too. All right, so we're about to be on the clock. We are on the clock. Damn, I had A.J. Brown actually start for us to potentially get 30-second clock. We got to do we're doing the fast draft, of course, since we can't be sitting on here for 8 hours. But we do have C.D. Lamb. We have Jonathan Taylor, and then we have Davante Adams.
I really love Jonathan Taylor this year, so I would probably get that one in.
Yep. All right. We'll go with that one. I'll take the next one. On the way back, I mean, I'm hopefully wishing that C.D. Lamb makes it, but we definitely know he's not going to be there. I'm also going to start Davante Adams. I'm also going to start Saquon.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, if you don't like any of the receivers on the comeback, yeah, go ahead and pound the table for Saquon Barkley or even Nick Chubb, because Nick Chubb, he's in an awesome situation this year, and get your, you know, start RB. And then, hell, you don't even have to draft the running back until like round 9 or 10.
You know, you're right.
Because at that point, you're getting value, but you already have your two workhorses. You already have your two, you know, bell cow running backs.
Yeah, you're definitely right. All right, we've seen some quarterbacks fall off the board very quick.
But it looks like you make it Adams and Lamb, Matt Adams or Lamb here.
Yeah, you're
I do like Amon-Ra St. Brown as well.
CD's gone. So after our pick of Jonathan Taylor at 9, we saw Eckler, Rob Bijan. Then we saw Mahomes and Josh Allen get double tap. I don't know what this guy doing at 12 and 13, but thank you. All right, and we're on the clock. We have Devontae. We have Saquon.
It's your call.
I want Saquon, man. Let's go ahead and get these running backs out the way. We don't have to worry about them. And then we can just really focus on wide receivers. So our team starts up at Jonathan Taylor and Saquon Barkley. I like that. And it was kind of goes against the grain with everybody else going wide receiver heavy. So at least we don't have to worry about the position at all, while other people might have to, you know, divert from wide receivers and go trying to find a running back. So,
and running back dries up pretty fast too. So that's another interesting point, because, you know, once you get to like the, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh round, you're not really in love with all with the running backs in that range. You know, maybe third and fourth round. I mean, you start seeing Travis Etienne, you start seeing Najee Harris. So if you double tap wide receiver, you'd be looking at one of those guys, and I wouldn't feel that comfortable with one of those guys as my RB1. Although, you know, Najee Harris is more so a floor guy. He's not going to give you much of a ceiling week after week, spike weeks week after, you know, throughout the season. And so if anything, you'll probably need to draft a lot more higher upside running backs around him, just to help supplement that, you know, that your running back build.
Yep. I agree with that, because I remember the last time we did this, we compared him with, I can't remember who else, it was Etienne and another running back, and we compared like their floor and spike weeks, and he had the lowest percentage.
He had the lowest spike weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the two running backs we compared were Travis Etienne and I think Kenneth Walker.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. All right, so we're about 10 picks away, so let's go ahead and scroll down a little bit.
All right.
Let's look at Ramondre Stevenson. Maybe if he's there, he's another guy that's in a great position this year. Let's go ahead and start Calvin Ridley. I like him with Trevor Lawrence.
Let me start Trevor Lawrence just in case we can get that stack.
Yeah. Although, I mean, his ADP is 64.8, so we don't necessarily need to reach for him, but we can keep him start, though.
Yeah.
Let's go to wide receivers. Let's go to DK Metcalf as well. Let's go ahead and start him. All right, so we're about 7 picks away. Let's see who's at the top of the queue, because as we've talked about in previous shows and previous live drafts, a lot of people like to pick players that are at the very, very top of the queue.
Yep.
So look, well, we're 6 picks away, and it looks like
DK got taken.
Well, there goes DK. But we still got Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Breece Hall, Travis Etienne, and Kendall Walker still on the board. Yep.
Stevenson's taken.
Stevenson's
Pollard, gone. Pollard's gone.
Yeah, Pollard, Samuel, Metcalf, and Stevenson, the last 4 picks. Wow. Okay.
And the how many
picks until ours?
We got three picks until ours.
All right, go back to the main view that shows the players.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. So
you got a bunch of running backs.
I'm not even opposed to taking the Breece Hall or Derrick Henry. Well,
two running backs taken. So
gone.
So
all right, well, there it goes.
Oh, Etienne gone. So
all right, go ahead and snag Calvin Ridley then.
Let's do it. Perfect. I like that. All right. So Calvin Ridley, Saquon, and Jonathan Taylor. All right, this is a pretty good start.
Yep.
You see Mark Andrews gone. It's like I said earlier, it's been interesting, you know, as of late when I've been seeing these drafts. I haven't seen quarterbacks have been going like Mahomes wasn't going to like towards the end of the second round. Hurts wasn't going towards the end of the second round. Josh Allen even falling into the third. So it's interesting to see those three.
Josh Allen like mid third
yeah.
in some cases.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So it's interesting to see those three quarterbacks gone before the end of the second round in this draft. But yeah, Josh Allen in the third round. Like every time I've done it in the puppy, I've seen that, I've taken him. Like I'm not even, I don't care how I started my team. I'm not going to play that game. Let me just go and lock him up.
Mm-hmm. All right. 2 picks away. What are we thinking here?
I do like Christian Watson a lot, because he's basically the wide receiver one.
I do like Christian Watson. Yeah, this is the range where I usually take Christian Watson too. So
there's really nobody else I'm really liking. I would prefer to take Christian Kirk in the in the fifth round. So let me go and lock up Christian Watson here, man.
There it is.
Somebody that's got a lot of spike week potential. We saw him when he played
insanely efficient last year.
Yeah. Yeah. For somebody that didn't play that many, you know, that many games, that many snaps, it was good to see him get used a lot. And I mean, he's the default number wide receiver one this year for the Packers. So I like that pick in terms of upside potential.
All right. So we have 13 picks away.
Question. What do you think about seeing D-Hop? He's been going around this 39 to 42, 43 range for somebody that doesn't have a team still.
I'm good. I can't do it until I know for sure where he's going. Now, I know a lot of people are trying to beat the market and, you know, anticipate him signing with a good team, and they feel like they're going to get a value, because if he signs on with a really, really good team, then obviously the ADP is going to rise. It's going to go up a little bit, especially if he's tethered to Patrick Mahomes or he's tethered to any other good quarterback. I think the Bills are out. As of now, and then if he goes to let's say to Cleveland and joins that passing attack and reunites with Deshaun Watson, you know, his ADP is going to rise again. So
yeah,
I'm staying away until I know for sure, like, where, you know, any clarity is, you know, all that clarity, until I get some clarity from that situation.
I mean, something that we talked about last week that we just didn't want to touch him until we get, you know, some kind of clarity where he goes. Like, if he goes to Tennessee, then I can't imagine. I know people will definitely sour on Burks, but I'm not sure how happy he would be with Hopkins being there also. So
yeah. All right. So we have 6 picks. Wow, Dak Prescott goes in the fifth round.
Bro, I've not seen that.
Never seen that before. That's an interesting one. So go ahead. So we're gonna start Chris Godwin. So I like Chris Godwin. Because, you know, he was quoted as saying he's starting to feel his explosiveness again, because, you know, he had the ACL tear, I think, in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Took a little bit of time to get back in 2022, but he was starting to kind of turn up a little bit. But now this is year two, coming off of the ACL tear. He could be very explosive coming out the gates. So go ahead and start Chris Godwin. So I think we're 2 picks away. We may be able to get him. If not, then we can go ahead and start Marquise Brown. Because he's the de facto number one in Arizona. They're going to be a bad team. But he's the number one, right? And they're going to be trailing. They're going to be, you know, giving up points on defense and having to throw the ball a lot on offense. And so, I know Kyler Murray's not going to be playing until, I don't know if he's going to play at all. So, but now we're on the clock. So now we can go ahead and snag Chris Godwin to lock him in.
Yep. You weren't scared off by the quarterback clips of Kyle Trask and Baker.
No, because I think Chris Godwin's talent will eventually take over. And I'm actually, like, a little bit higher on the Bucs receivers this year than most, because I believe in the talent of Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, who's Mr. 1,000 yards every single year. And plus, you know, I don't have a bad thing to say about Mike Evans, given how he brought your boy to the promised land last year.
Yeah, he sure did.
So I have no bad things to say about him,
bro. It sucked to, you know, to see him go off like that, because I had a team in the semifinals of a big money league, and his performance with Tom Brady's performance destroyed me. So,
So what are we thinking here?
Pick one pick away. I do like Trevor Lawrence, because this is right around the time where he would go. I actually kind of want to dabble with Kyle Pitts, possibly, you know, get a little spicy.
You're coming around on Kyle Pitts, huh? Aren't we?
I mean, yeah, man, you know, you just I just like the potential of Kyle Pitts, man. He just one of them guys, man. He's a Florida Gator.
Florida boy.
Yeah, man.
That's what we got. You going to complete the stack, or are you going to go Pitts?
Let me go ahead and complete the stack. I don't think I have a Trevor Lawrence in either wide receiver stack with them. So let me go ahead and do that, man. All right. Trevor Lawrence is on the squad. So first 6 picks is Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Chris Godwin, and now Trevor Lawrence. So what do you think about the team so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid team. There's upside with Christian Watson, and then you have your two bell cow running backs. Perfect way, kind of a perfect way to start the draft, especially if you're able to get these kinds of receivers. to add to that. And then you have the Trevor Lawrence, Calvin Ridley stack. So I like this team. So I like the start so far.
All right. So
we haven't really been snaked at all, and we didn't really have that many targets that, you know, other players or other people sniped from us. So it's been a pretty smooth sailing draft so far, I would say.
It has. And of course, Kyle Pitts goes right the next pick after me. So I was on something. All right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right. So who are you looking at getting or starring for this next pick? We're 11 picks away.
Let's see. Let's go ahead and start Cam Akers. He's usually in this range where I like to potentially, if there's a guy like Cam Akers available, I'm going to take him. Scroll down. Go up. Go to Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks. And then scroll down a little bit further. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Madison at 7-1.
Yeah, Madison at 7-1 before Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. I remember talk about that. Those ADPs were gonna match up to each other at some point because of the news, but I didn't think it was gonna be.
Yeah, they're about they're a pick and a half away from each other. Last that I saw. So it's converging. It's closing in. That's for damn sure.
That's interesting. I mean, but if Cook goes, then I get it with Madison. But I know, you know, kind of looking into the Vikings' potential offense, they could. I mean, if you use the promo code OTLFF for $100% deposit match up to $100, you'll get into the Destination Devi Discord where there's a specific room about underdog drafts, and I know there was some information about how often the Vikings threw the ball, and they were actually like a 63-37 pass run split. So
their pass rate over expectation was relatively high. So
yeah, so expecting the Madison, he obviously, like Cook, he has to be efficient with the touches that he gets. So for somebody that potentially be the starter for the Vikings, you might be, you know, asking a little bit more than. You might be asking a little bit too much for somebody that's a first-time starter to be very efficient with the potential touches he can get. And then on top of that, they're hyping up Ty Chandler too. So,
yeah.
But we'll see. It's all speculation. So, all right. So, we're one pick away.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get one of our guys.
Yep.
Cam Akers or Treylon Burks. I like Treylon Burks a lot this year, and I also like Cam Akers a lot.
Dalton Schultz at 7-3.
Oh, that's wow.
That's a little high.
This is a lot of curveballs being thrown at us.
All right, so which one do you want to get?
Let's go ahead and lock in Treylon Burks.
I'm actually surprised there. I thought you would go Cam. I know
I like Cam. I like him a lot, but man, like I just feel like, you know, when it for me, like I would like to gamble on the second year wide receiver to take the lead.
I hear.
And we saw some flashes from Treylon Burks last year, but I think, man, he's primed to explode. I think he's going to be pretty solid this year.
Okay, all right.
But hey, maybe we can get Cam Akers on the comeback because that's entirely possible.
Yeah, I do like Cam Akers, and there he goes, taken. I did start Rashad White because I'm starting to come around with him, you know, being the guy because they still haven't brought anybody in. We're in June, so, and they keep talking him up. So let me just get on the train now. We're two picks away. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else.
Rashad Bateman just went.
He did. I'm gonna start Brandon Cooks because I do like the potential of Brandon Cooks, but.
Bateman and Flowers back to back. So looks like you may get Rashad White after all.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and go and take Rashad White here.
Who is part of the June news cycle, they say he's going to be more involved in the passing game. So even though it's June, we kind of figured that would be the case because he was involved in the passing game last year.
Yep.
And that's what he did pretty well in college. So yep. It only makes sense. So I think that's more of a Captain Obvious statement more than anything. So So Rashad White's is in a prime position, and plus they didn't draft any real competition for him in his backfield. They signed Sean Tucker as an undrafted free agent, and
brought in Chase Edmonds.
But okay. Chase Edmonds is he's flamed out, and he flamed out in Miami and flamed out in Denver. Yep. We're not really worried about him, and that pains me because I used to be a really strong supporter.
Yep.
of Chase Edmonds. So
yep,
that pains yep. me to say that. Pains me to potentially talk bad about him, but hey, it is what it is. Things change, and then you adjust to new information. So there it is.
Yep, big facts. All right, so we are 12 picks away. Who do you have in mind here? They took Brandon Cooks just now, so there's nobody in the queue.
All right, we haven't gotten tight end yet.
Nope.
And this is probably a zone where we don't really care about tight end right now. Because if there was another guy like maybe Evan Engram or Darren Waller still available at this time, I would consider it. But we have Pat Freiermuth. Go to the tight ends really quick. Yeah, Freiermuth, Njoku. I mean, Njoku's interesting. I mean, you can star him. I think that'd probably be a guy that I could look at potentially with, you know, Deshaun Watson. So those are the only two guys right now in this range. But go back to wide receiver. Let's see. Yeah, so the wide receiver well is starting to dry up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We can go ahead and start Michael Thomas. So I think he is I think he's healthy.
They're expecting to be at training camp. So
yeah, and I saw him, you know, working with Derek Carr, you know, a couple of shots this week. Working with Derek Carr. So it looks like he's potentially healthy. And then go to running backs really quick.
You got Samaje Perine, James Cook.
Yeah, Perine.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I'll probably go Perine. Go ahead and start Perine and Kamara.
All right. Of course, Elijah Mitchell's there, but this dude is already on.
Already
on
hurt.
Already hurt.
Yeah, No thanks.
Oh man, it sucks. I'm gonna go ahead and start your boy Antonio Gibson because I know that's somebody we've been keeping an eye on with it.
And we'll probably get him on the comeback. So
yep. Yeah.
So that's where we stand now. But it looks like Michael Thomas is the target. Should he stay? Or do you want to go ahead and add to the Jacksonville stack and get Zay Jones here?
We could do that. We'll keep him starred for sure. We could go Zay Jones. Yeah. What do you think his outlook is going to be? I know he's going to be the third wide receiver, on top of them having ETN, on top of having Engram, on top of already having Calvin Ridley and Calvin, not Calvin, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as high on him this year, because of the reasons that you mentioned. I mean, there's just a lot of target competition, and you know, you have the wide receiver three versus Michael Thomas, who could potentially be the wide receiver two, at, you know, with Chris Olave, you know, being the field stretcher and being the wide receiver one.
Yep.
So I just think in terms of pecking order and target volume, it's going to go to Michael Thomas because, you know, hell, we saw him 4 years ago. He does have 145 reception season under his belt. So
yep, we are on the clock.
All right. Lock it in, Michael Thomas.
All right, bet. I like that. All right, so we do have, I mean, Michael Thomas does have that 145 catch season. I know that's something that we're going to be stuck on. Hopefully he can get back to that point, but as your wide receiver five, you can't go wrong.
Well, he's not going to get back to that point. Let's just be honest.
No, he's not.
To that point, but if he comes close, if he has like 100 catch season, he can have another 100 catch season, I think. If he gets back to that, especially if you're getting him in the ninth round, that's awesome, right? That's awesome.
Yeah,
he already beat the shit out of his ADP at that point. You know, you don't see many 100 catch players getting taken in the ninth round, and so that'd be a win.
Definitely would be a win. All right, so we're seeing a little bit of a tight end run here with Chiggy and Dulcich. We got Antonio Gibson and Zay Jones. I think I like those two. And yeah. I will start Nico Collins just in case. But looks like we're going to get one of the top two people for sure. I lean Antonio Gibson here.
I would as well.
I just like his outlook this year. I know I was sour on him last year, but I think the potential for him to really do something this year is high because of the person in, quote unquote, in front of him is just a plotter, just a guy. So
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and go lock in Antonio Gibson here. So I like our team so far. So right now, what we have after 10 rounds is Trevor Lawrence, a quarterback. Running backs are JT, Barkley, Rashad White, Antonio Gibson. Wide receivers is Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Chris Godwin, Treylon Burks, and Michael Thomas.
Man, that's a team right there, man. That is a squad right there.
I like that.
That's a squad, man. That's a squad. All right.
So who are you looking at right here? We still got Zay Jones and Nico Collins starred. Who are you looking at this point in the draft? I know we still don't have a tight end, but there's not really any note, really. We can still
I'm comfortable punting the position until we get to the last two or three picks.
Yeah.
Trey McBride, Hunter Henry, Isaiah Likely, Jawan Johnson potentially. Those guys like that. I mean, I'm cool with sticking them at the very end of my draft and then just see what happens. You can start Irv Smith. Irv Smith, we may be able to kind of snack in within the next couple of rounds. If he's there, he'd probably be a guy that I would take a chance on before that. But you know, once we're at this point in the draft, there's no sense in taking a tight end until it's towards the very end. Because there's guys at the very end that you can definitely get for cheap, and they're in pretty good situations. Like I mentioned, Trey McBride, I mean, Zach Ertz, he has a partially torn ACL and he's 33 or 34 years old. Mm-hmm. So how long until we see him on the field? And the Cardinals are projected to be probably the worst team, or if not one of the worst teams in the league next year, and their defense is going to get ravaged, and they're going to be forced to play from behind most of the time. Those are a couple of the reasons I like Trey McBride super late. But next, you have Nico Collins starred. Perfect, because that's probably my next target. Hopefully he can make it to us. If not, go ahead and star. Go ahead and star Michael Gallup.
Okay.
And then we could go to quarterbacks, because we can probably take a look at maybe just go ahead going actually. No, Jordan Love. We can start Jordan Love, but we can get him later.
We can get him
a little bit later. But Nico Collins and Michael Gallup, those are the targets right now for us.
Five picks away.
Michael Gallup. I mean, he's continuing. We continue to see, positive news, coming out of the Cowboys camp, as it pertains to Michael Gallup and him potentially getting back to his old form, which is very encouraging to hear.
Yeah, definitely is. What do you think about, have you been drafting any teams and you've just been focused on that week 17 matchup? I know that's one thing that some of these high stake best ball analysts and players have been really hyping up. Whenever the schedule came out, was focusing your teams on, make sure you're getting stacks on, potentially high power games for that week 17.
I mean, I have it in mind, but it's not like, it's not something that really drives my decision making all the time, right?
Yeah. We are up on the clock.
So you can go ahead and get Nico Collins.
All right, let's do it.
It's not something that really just, because at the end of the day, like, you have to draft a team that will actually make it there first.
Yep.
And then once you get to week 17, anything can happen. Because you saw, again, last year you saw Brady and Evans just go apeshit. Yep. Nobody expected that. And I think Mike Evans was 1% owned, 2% owned in most of the major, in all the finals last year on best and on underdog. And so you get to a situation like that, I mean, anything can happen. Once you make it to that final, anything can happen. But I have week 17 in mind to a degree, but I don't let it run me. I don't have every single pick week 17, week 17, week 17, week 17. Like, I don't have that at the forefront of every single pick that I make.
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely agree with you there. I don't want to. You want to keep it in the back of your mind, but I'm not drafting a team just solely for week 17. I got to make it to week 14. I got to make it to the playoffs first. So
let me
at least get there. And, you know, if some players are stacked up in some of these high powered games at the end, then okay, cool. But
like, if we just kind of look at some of the players that we have, I mean, we have Jonathan Taylor. He's got the Raiders week 17. We've got Christian Watson. He's going to be inside of a dome in Minnesota in week 17. So we've got a couple of players in week 17 that have pretty solid matchups. You start KJ Osborne. He's playing against Green Bay indoors. Michael Gallup has the Lions at home.
Yeah.
Those are two pretty good week 17 matchups. So what's up, everybody? It's Ike from Off the Line Fantasy Football. I'm excited to announce that Destination Devi is partnering with Underdog Fantasy for the 2023 season. There's no better way to put your skills to the test against me and other top fantasy football analysts this offseason. But here's the best part. If you use promo code OTLFF when signing up, you'll get a 100% deposit match of up to $100. And if you deposit $10, you'll get access to strategize with us in the Destination Devi Discord. Now, why is this important? You get additional stats, additional tips, and much more to dominate your drafts. And plus, and you know, we got all the information. We got all of the EDU for you. So what are you waiting for? Head over to underdogfantasy.com, sign up, and let's make this season one for the books.
Who do I want to go here? I am going to go Michael Gallup here. Let me go a little bit of homerism right here. Let me go Michael Gallup.
There it is.
All right. So we got 7 wide receivers. We got 4 running backs, 1 quarterback, no tight ends. All right. So, and keep in mind, we do have 3 wide receivers, 3 to the 7 that are on the 7 week bye week in week 7. So we just got to make sure we don't get another wide receiver in that bye week. But overall, I think I like the build of our team. So who are you looking at to draft? I know we got like 15 picks away. So
I'm looking at Jordan Love just to complete that.
You know,
the stack with Christian Watson, that'd be at the forefront of my mind. And by the time we get to, you know, our pick is pick 153. Love's ADP is 152. And I'm assuming that he'll probably make it to us at that point, because I don't really see anybody prioritizing Jordan Love at that point. If not, then I'll probably go to KJ Osborne, because again, he is another we can add to our week 17 correlation with, you know, with him and Christian Watson. And so that's another option there. I'm gonna go to running back really quick.
I am kind of sad that somebody took Jalen Warren 2 picks after I took Gallup. Still got Tank Bigsby. Still got Chuba Hubbard, Roschon Johnson. You got.
I've been taking a lot of Roschon Johnson. A lot of Roschon Johnson when I can get him, because he's in an ambiguous backfield, and usually you take one of the cheaper guys. Is he the cheapest?
No, right, Deontay Foreman is the cheapest.
Deontay Foreman's the cheapest. Okay, well,
but he lacks dimensions outside of just running the ball.
Yeah, and plus, like, Roschon Johnson has third or fourth round draft capital, so that's still decent draft capital for a running back in this day and age. So he's going to be on the field, and he's going to be a factor at some point by midseason, I believe. So that's one guy that I've kind of had on my radar for quite a while in many drafts that I've already done. So it looks like Jordan Love could potentially get there. Let's do the overall view and see where the top of the queue is.
All right.
See who's at the top of the queue.
Top of the queue, DJ Chark, Donovan Peoples-Jones, one of the 5'9", 190-pound running backs in Miami with Mostert.
Most hurt.
So we did see Roschon get drafted just now. Irv Smith get drafted. Who else? We just saw Moore get drafted.
Baker Mayfield, round 13.
Oof. That's That's way going earlier before, than I've seen.
going before Kenny Pickett.
A lot of the drafts I've seen, Baker doesn't even get drafted.
Going before Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford. Wow. He doesn't even get drafted. Doesn't get drafted at all.
Huh. So
that is a very, very interesting one.
Very. And he doesn't even have any Bucks on his team. And he has already has two court. He already has Dak and Jalen. Oof.
No, he's just vibesing his way to
click and go.
click and go. Literally.
All right, we got two picks away, one pick away. We just saw Donovan Peoples-Jones and DJ Chark get taken. So top of the queue is Mostert and MVS. So no, we definitely like. Yeah. So I think we're safe with Jordan Love here if we're gonna go that direction.
Yeah, we can go ahead and complete that stack.
Click and go. That's crazy.
Click and go. And you have Baker Mayfield. Yikes.
You already have Dak and Jalen. That's unfortunate. All right, let's go and lock in Jordan Love. We just saw Derek Carr go right before me. So, yep. Jordan Love is here. All right, so. And then KJ goes. Damn. Okay. All right, so we still KJ got.
Right after. Shit.
He sure did. All right, so in our queue, we still got those tight ends, Juwan Johnson, Trey McBride, Hunter Henry.
Hank Bigsby is still on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Tank is still there.
Yeah, I think that should be the next pick, to be honest. I mean, his ADP is 146.4, and by the time it gets to us, it's 160. So you're getting him 14 spots after ADP. But that's a win.
Yep, and especially for somebody where they've already said that they're going to be using him. So I will take that for sure. All right, Devin Singletary and Marvin Mims have been taken. If for whatever reason Tank gets taken here, who are you looking to potentially get?
I would probably go ahead and snag Juwan Johnson at tight end.
Okay.
There's not really anybody that I'm particularly in love with here. You could look at Tyquan Thornton. Tyquan Thornton, he's
okay.
He is a 4.28 guy. Another second year wide receiver. Could potentially break out, as the cool kids like to say. And so that's another guy that I'll consider here. But I think Tank is the pick.
Let's hope we got one pick away. We had Matthew Stafford and Gerald Everett go right before Mr. 4X123. So I know he's scamming. All right, Wandell Robinson. All right, so
yikes.
Tank Bisbee is the running back. All right, 16 picks away for our next pick. I'm going to star Van Jefferson.
Van Jeezy.
Somebody that is going to be the wide receiver too there for our offense is probably going to be on the field a lot because their defense is going to be so ass.
I like the Rams a lot to bounce back this year because we forget that. I mean, now obviously it's been 2 years since they won the Super Bowl and a lot of those guys on defense aren't back, but a lot of those guys on offense are. And from a fantasy perspective, you got Stafford, you got Kupp, you got Cam Akers, you got Van Jefferson, you got Tyler Higbee. Like, they can put up points. We've seen them do it before. Matthew Stafford threw 41 touchdowns in 2021. Yeah. So I don't know how he's not that far removed from that season. I know he had an injury riddle 2022, and he was really bad when he was playing last year. But I think I like them to bounce back. I think last year we could just say it's a mulligan for the most part.
Yeah, that in the offensive line was horrendous. Hopefully they can find some kind of manhood inside themselves and block a little bit better. Because what they did last year was criminal.
Very criminal.
All right, so Van Jefferson is taken. All right, so I do like Tyquan Thornton. That's somebody I've been taking a lot towards the end of my draft, so I'm going to keep him starred. Tight ends, somebody I've also been taking a lot is Hunter Henry. I do like the potential for Trey McBride. Who else?
We got a while for him to be.
Yeah, there. We do. I mean, all these guys are plus 200 ADP, so I could mess around, just wait another pick and before we even think about it, honestly.
Yeah.
You got somebody like Dawson Knox.
He's being forgotten, honestly, because of Dalton Kincaid. Everybody is like scared off because of Dalton Kincaid. I mean,
Kincaid doesn't move me, man. So I don't.
And they don't even know what they want to do with him. They don't even know what they want to do with him. And you know, since Best Ball Mania released, Dawson Knox is down almost 50 spots, which is crazy.
Crazy. Absolutely
crazy. Yeah, they drafted a tight end in the first round, but man, that's just insane. Dawson Knox is still a touchdown machine. He's still gonna be on the field in the red zone, and he's still gonna have a touchdown opportunity because he's gonna be in a good offense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not gonna just automatically take Dawson Knox off the field. Dawson Knox was a pretty good athlete at Ole Miss. I know he played behind AJ Brown, DK Metcalf, and those guys, Elijah Moore and Ole Miss, but he ran a 4.5, 4.6 coming out. So he's pretty athletic, and he's shown some downfield ability over the last couple of years. So I would honestly like start Dawson Knox and have him at the top.
Yeah, I mean, I already have him starting. He's at the top of the tight end. So
yeah, him going down 50, almost 50 spots since the beginning of Best Ball Mania is just crazy. I think it's gone too far, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and then he's part of a good offense. So
yeah. You want pieces of good offenses. That's that is a general rule of thumb in best ball. You want pieces of offense, good offenses.
Yeah, so I have Dawson Knox and Chuba Hubbard at the top of my queue. I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, Hunter Renfrow is at the top of the overall ADP queue. It's bad. It's looking bad for your boy Hunter because, I mean, did you see the tweet a couple weeks ago? Of them putting his jersey 50% off.
Sure did.
That's usually a telltale. So I don't even want to, you know, invest in those waters. Curtis Samuel, you haven't really heard much about. I know a lot of people have been talking up the second year emergence for Jahan Dotson. You got Mecole Hardman. No, thank you. Rashid Shaheed. Maybe. Yeah, it's not bad, but looks like I get my choice between Chuba and Dawson. Let me go ahead and get Dawson for our first tight end.
Dawson's Creek.
Boom. All right. Our 15th pick is Dawson Knox. So five picks away for our next pick. We see Kyler go after, and then Isaiah Hodgins. Who are you looking at here? I know you we've already talked about Chuba, but who else are you possibly looking at?
Let's go ahead and look at Chuba. Let's keep him starred. But again, man, this is a range where you're not really seeing too much upside here. You know, it's just vibes at this point. It's just vibes. but you're shooting for upside.
You are.
And you know, I think Chuba Hubbard. I mean, we've already taken a lot of Chuba Hubbard as it is. So I would actually start Rashid Shaheed because he was super efficient last year. I know it's a very small sample size, but you never know. I mean, when Derek Carr throws the ball down the field, and he's a pretty good deep ball thrower when he does throw it. Rashid Shaheed will be on the receiving end. Chris Olave will be on the receiving end. And plus, they can give Rashid Shaheed some, you know, quick slants, and he can take him to the crib. We saw him do some end arounds. They could use him quite a bit. Yeah. So I think, actually, you know what? I would push Rashid Shaheed to the top of the queue. Yeah, the top of the queue.
Well, it looks like we have a chance again. We are one pick away. We just saw Jerome Ford, Bryce Young grow right before him. So there's a good chance we're going to get him. Let's see what 4X123 does.
Probably something goofy.
Yeah. Chuba Hubbard. Damn, all right. So Chuba. He made the pick easy for us. So yeah,
there it is.
Rashid Shaheed it is.
There it is.
All right. 16 picks away for the next pick. Just to get off topic real quick, not talking football. I know you saw the Zion news.
Oh my gosh.
You have any thoughts about that young man's decision-making skills and the young lady that spoke upon the surprise of his baby that's coming?
This is a family show. That's all I gotta say. family show.
That's I kept it PG, man. I kept it PG. You know, usually I might say something more wild, but I kept it PG this time.
Yeah, that man's decision making is trash, bro. Trash. Complete garbage.
Yeah, man.
We do not support any of that kind of decision making around these parts. It's one of those things you absolutely hate to see.
You hate to see it, man.
You absolutely hate to see it.
You can't be cuffing everybody's playground, man. You just can't do it. All right, let's get back to football, man.
Please, gladly.
Oh, man. Brock Purdy. We keep hearing news about him probably being the guy, because all the reports keep showing us that he's looking good so far in terms of, you know, his recovery. And
Trey Lance just went the 16th round in the draft. 16th. If he's the starter, and he actually, I'm telling you, man, like, that'll be like the biggest the late round quarterback hit in like since like Lamar Jackson. If he ends up playing a full season, it is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Man, it's them streets are too messy, man. It's just too messy. It's too 16th messy.
Round, bro. 16th.
I get it. That whole conundrum is way too messy for me, man. And then Brock Purdy goes what, 5, 6, 7, 6 picks after the Trey Lance. So
all you got, yeah. I mean, the thing is, both 49ers quarterbacks who we project to be who are in the running to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers, an offense that has Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, and Deebo Samuel. Both of those quarterbacks went in the 16th round in best ball in this draft.
Somebody's going to win, 16th. Somebody's going to lose.
So, yes, exactly. Somebody's going to be very, and hopefully. They have some 49ers on the roster. Any one of these guys. Okay, we have a Deebo Samuel there.
Did have a Deebo.
Is there a George Kittle?
That's his second quarterback.
Yeah. Is there a George Kittle?
There's not a George Kittle on that team. Nope, George Kittle is not on either of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Lance, he is the third quarterback on this other team, and he does not have a 49er either. So
he didn't stack him with anybody.
Oh, no, he does have Brandon Ayuk. So
he got Ayuk? Okay.
Yeah. So there there's a chance.
Man.
There is
somebody,
a chance.
Somebody lucked into a gold mine there. If whoever, 16th round is just insane.
All right. We are three picks away. Seeing no team Kareem Hunt get drafted here. CJ Stroud, Marvin Jones. I mean, I don't really see nothing I like. I might just go Hunter Henry here, man, honestly. There's literally nothing. Josh Prommer, Khalil Shakir, Tim Patrick, Robert Woods. Just, I don't like none of this, man.
Yeah. This range, I would probably go Hunter Henry or Trey McBride.
Yeah, just honestly. Close my eyes and hope that Hunter Henry goes back to 2021 with the 9 touchdowns. Welcome to the squad. All right, so we are at pick, what is this, pick 16?
This is pick 17. This is 17. Pick 18.
Yeah, pick 18. 17.
Well, no, pick 18's next, and that's the last pick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got two more. Oh, yeah, we are at the last. You're right. So one more pick, and then we're done. Who are you looking at here?
Let's see. Go to running backs really quick.
4 picks away.
Fournette, Patterson, Dwayne McBride, Michael Carter. Yeah, I don't like any of them guys. Yeah, I would probably go to tight end. I'd probably go Trey McBride. Get the third tight end.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I do not hate it.
Because I've been taking them everywhere.
Justin Ross goes 17-12.
Or you can look at Michael Wilson for the Cardinals to see if he's there. I don't think he's – I think he got drafted. But we already have 8 wide receivers. So, yeah. I mean,
Justin Ross.
Justin Ross.
Gets drafted. Interesting. Yeah.
You heard Andy Reid say that Mahomes trusts him.
Really?
Yeah. But that's
Trey McBride.
I think that's June news cycle though.
Yeah, Trey McBride got taken. So,
all right. Well, let's go to Michael Wilson then.
All right, let's do it.
Because he's gonna be the giant amongst a bunch of midget wide receivers.
Yeah.
That's around him. Marquise Brown, 5'9". Rondale Moore, 5'7". Greg Dortch, 5'9".
Yep.
And then Michael Wilson, 6'3". Yep. So.
Yeah,
he'll be a big target on the outside for sure.
All right, so that rounds out our team. So just a quick recap, our team is Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love at quarterback, running backs are Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, Rashad White, Antonio Gibson, Tank Bigsby. Wide receivers are Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Chris Godwin, Treylon Burks, Michael Thomas, Nico Collins, Michael Gallup, Rashid Shaheed, and Michael Wilson. A lot of Michaels.
A lot of Michaels.
And then tight ends is Dawson Knox and Hunter Henry.
Hunter Hurst Henry.
What do you think about that as we close the show?
I like the team a lot. Go ahead and put the team back up on there really quick. Yeah, I mean, I really like our running backs. It's a strong core. You know, you have the perfect blend of people, right? You have Jonathan Taylor and Saquon Barkley, who are your two, you know, for sure guys that are going to get the ball 20 plus times a week. Rashad White, who's expected to be more involved in the passing game. Antonio Gibson in a contract year. You want to bet on running backs that are in contract years. And plus the guy ahead of him can't even hold his jock strap as a playmaker. And then Tank Bigsby, a rookie that's been getting talked up in camp so far and is going to be involved and has draft capital, third round draft capital at 88th overall. And so I really like the running back core. I know it's only five running backs, but you only have to start two on a given week, and you have to start three wide receivers. And plus you have a flex. And so my favorite part of this team is the running back core. Obviously, I do like the receivers as well. I like how we were able to stack both of our quarterbacks with their top pass catcher, Lawrence with Ridley, Jordan Love with Christian Watson, and then you got some upside guys with, you know, Treylon Burks, and then you have Nico Collins, and then you have Michael Gallup, who's going to be bouncing back from his ACL tear 2 years ago, and then you know kind of rounded it out with some late round dart throws with Shaheed and Michael Wilson, the rookie who has third round draft capital in his own right. Now, granted, Arizona is going to be bad, and we don't know who's going to be throwing passes that's not named Kyler Murray. So, but this receiving core is pretty strong as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I do definitely like the receiving core in terms of, you know, the versatility of a bunch of guys that can be those spike guys, and you don't need them to be those guys every week. Like, I'm sure one or two of them will hit on a weekly basis. You don't need all of them, and we got a lot of bullets potentially for that to happen. Like you said about the running backs, we got two running backs that are getting 20 plus touches a week. As long as they don't get hurt, we don't have to worry. And then potential of Rashad White or Antonio Gibson potentially filling a flex spot with depending on what they do on a week to week basis. So the versatility that we have from our wide receivers and running backs is something I like, because, you know, it could be anybody any week, and that's the beauty of best ball. We don't need all these guys to hit the same week. Like, if one of them or two of them hit, then it's all gravy. And then the quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, we saw what he did last year. We just expected to continue with the addition of Calvin Ridley. So I like the team build overall.
Yeah, just make sure I get some of these proceeds. Should you
do a game. Come on, man. You know how I ain't gonna do you like that. I'll make sure to label this when we get off of here, so we, you know, just kind of keep track. We'll make sure to post this roster on the newsletter on our Twitter feed. So definitely you know, give us your thoughts and feedback on this particular team we have, and maybe compared to the other ones that we've drafted so far. So we are at the end of the show. Of course, you got the Underdog promo. So if you're not signed up to Underdog, use our promo code OTLFF for that 100% match for up to $100. You get Discord access for a year if you sign up, at least $10. Of course, that we got that All Gas newsletter coming back this week. So make sure you tap into that. That drops every Friday, 7 a.m. You can find it, you know, you can find it anywhere. You can find it on our Twitter feeds, or you can definitely find it on the Destination Devi on Twitter for sure. Make sure you, you know, sign up and subscribe to that. You can follow our Twitter handle at Off the Line FF. You can follow me on Twitter at Fantasy Genes. That's G-E-N-E-S. Of course, you can follow Ike at just underscore Ike09 on Twitter, you know, and, you know, follow us and get some laughs off, man. So, Ike, you got anything before we get up out of here?
Yeah, man. Continue to keep it locked. Next week, we're going to start our division preview series, you know, just touching on fantasy relevant players for each division. And plus, one burning question for each team. So keep it locked for that. We got some guests coming through, you know, folks that y'all are familiar with, especially on the Destination Devi squad and in other areas. So stay tuned. We're not going to bury the lead right now. But yeah, just keep it locked, man.
Yeah, and on that note, y'all be safe. If y'all sign up for that Scott Fishbowl and got locked into that, salute to y'all. No, I'm going to be trying to get in on that Dallas live draft whenever that happens. I know Ike is as well. I already know that Ray's going to be on there. I already heard Dwayne McFarlane is going to be there. I know Cody, you know, part of the DD team, is also going to be there in live in effect. So, you know, type in with us there if you see us there. And, you know, on that note, y'all be safe.
Peace.